Hey there, sussies and bussies and trussies. It's NMRS
Bussies?
bussies.
Wait a minute.
Because
Wait a minute. I don't, we might have to
we,
censor that.
like we're on a sussy bus.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Whatever you say.
Well, bussies isn't the correct pronunciation of what you're thinking of.
I know, I know. It's just I was
So
like, wait a minute.
technically you're wrong and
This is a
you're
family-friendly episode. It's not murder,
That's because we're on
so
the sussy bus.
that's right.
We're on NMR, shaken and disturbed. I am Father God here with Mother God, and we are doing our annual tradition
It's
of
that
ending the year with a little
time.
AMA. So we're going to have this split into two episodes. This one you're listening to today, and then the following one will be next Sunday, our first episode of 2026. And you've kind of gathered them across what? Patreon, Facebook, Insta, YouTube, fax.
Fax machine, some fax came into the Shaken and
Morse
Disturbed.
code,
That's
yeah.
right, the Shaken and Disturbed headquarters. Darren is recording with a slightly different mic this week, guys, so we're gonna try to make that the
So
best in case you're
annoying. I'm
wondering.
of this podcast, I'm the worst, but in life, you're the worst,
You think
right?
I'm the worst? Yeah, that's
Yeah,
actually kind of
probably
works out.
accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, thank you guys. This has been a fun little tradition that we started a couple years ago that like you guys ask very weird but fun questions. And I was like, you know, this is a great way to end the year and just laugh along with you guys and during the holidays
Yeah,
instead of
some of
giving
these
you another
questions were
murder
kind of
episode, you know?
funny. Like, yeah, it was
Yeah.
there. Some of them I was like, how am I answering this?
Who are we? Yeah, who are you
I did. I
guys?
want. I saw them rolling in, but I didn't want to read all of them because I kind of
Yeah,
wanted to be a
I
little
know,
bit
me
off the
too.
cuff. Yeah.
Me too. All right. Well, why don't we start? I'll start with our first
Okay.
question here. This is from Susan. I thought this was such a cool question. Susan says, "Do you have a favorite painting you would want hanging in your house?" I think maybe she means famous or
Of all
otherwise, that's
time.
of all time. Do you have one,
Yeah.
Darren?
I have so many paintings that I love. I mean, I'm a George O'Keefe fan. I just think that
Oh,
would kind of be
surprise,
very,
surprise.
big deal.
Jeez Louise.
I would love a Mondrian. I love like a
Okay.
very like kind of basic but just classic and unique. So a Mondrian would be really cool. Yeah, I think if
Those
I
are
had to
good.
choose one though, I think it would probably be a George O'Keefe. What about you?
Well, mine would 100% be a Banksy. I'm a huge Banksy fan. Obviously not a traditional sort of painting, but like, you know, you can't just move a whole wall of a building into my apartment, but he's done
Could be like
some,
the side of your like bedroom
yeah.
wall, though,
Oh my
would be
God,
really
stop. That would be
cool.
amazing.
You could never move,
Listen,
though.
here's a quick little story. In 2014, Banksy was doing his New York residency. You probably remember this, Darren,
Yeah.
where he every single day was posting, would go like overnight or whatever and do a piece of work somewhere in New York City and then post it on his Instagram or his website. And then that morning, everyone would be like, "Where's the new Banksy?" And we would see it and we'd go out to Queens or, you know, and like everyone was covering it. All the local media was covering it. And it was fun. I got to see like most of the pieces. One of them was like, or a couple of them were like moving art installations. So
So cool.
those were really fun. There's one of those from the New York thing from 2014 that I really loved. He did this
From his
lep
residency.
yeah, sorry, from the residency in New York. He did this leopard sitting on top of like it's hard to explain, but it was on a wall on, I believe, Yankee Stadium before they tore it down. Does that sound right, baseball person? I don't know.
I mean, could be. Let me see.
Yeah, see when they tore down Yankee Stadium. I can't remember if it was that stadium or the new one. I remember it being a little bit
Oh
like
yeah, I see it. I see it.
crusty.
I see it. It's
Yeah.
like blue, kind of crusty
Yeah.
background,
Yeah.
whatever. Yankee Stadium Tiger wall art.
Yes, that's what it was. And I just thought it looked
Cool.
so cool. I never got to go see that one before they either removed it or covered it up, but that one is a cool one because it just looked like it could fit into a house. And then the other thing that I really, just to add to this about Susan
Yeah.
asking, what would you want to hang in your house? One of the things that Banksy did that during that residency, I think it was day one, is he spray painted a bunch of like 8x12 canvases in original Banksy art of his own and sold them on Central Park South, where you see all those like street artists and people selling like random items. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
Yeah.
well, he was doing that with his original art and selling them for like $20, and nobody knew that it was actually Banksy.
That's
Do
right.
you remember this? So like a
That's
lot, you know, tourists are walking by and they're like, "Oh yeah, that looks cool. I'll buy that for $20," not realizing it was all original Banksy
right.
works. So I would want to hang something from that if I possibly could.
I was thinking, do we know? Oh, Banksy's a man.
No, we don't. No one knows any. I
Oh.
mean, there are strong rumors that there's a specific guy who I think is a
Yeah, it's like
part
a
of some band or something.
28 scruffy kind of guy. I've read that and stuff, but I was like, if they are truly anonymous, then how do we know it's a man? You know,
Totally.
like.
No, or even if it's one person, like a lot of people think it's multiple people. There's a really great mysterious fun documentary that Banksy was a part of. I don't know where if it's on Netflix anymore, but it was called Exit Through the Gift Shop.
Yeah.
And it's a really good documentary. So check it out. Great question, Susan. A very off the wall question, which we love around
Yeah, I
here. Do you want to
love
do the
that
next
one.
one?
Sure. Paul asks, if you could drop a note to your younger you at the beginning of your career journey, what advice would you give newbie John or Darren? I get asked this quite a bit, actually. And, you know, I find that my answer, because I'll think about my answer kind of after I get it, and it's always like the mood that I'm kind of in, depending on how I'm answering it, you know, because I think before I used to give the advice to myself of like, do not be so like filled with anxiety, like just kind of trust the process. And I still believe that. But I also think, had I known that social media and all these things were going to be so big back then, I think it would probably be like what someone thinks of you is none of your business. Like, don't get caught up
That's
in other
good
people's
life.
opinions of you in general. You know,
Yeah,
I think
totally.
it obviously matters what your family and your friends and your loved ones think, but like some random person on the internet, I just think shouldn't define you. And so I think that's just
Hell
like a good
no.
lesson for a lot of people. So that's kind of what I'm taking away. But I obviously wouldn't have known that when I was 22.
Yeah,
Social media
exactly.
wasn't a big thing. What about you, John?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I look back at my original like right out of college job where I worked at the Department of Energy, and like there's a
God,
part
you
of me
worked
that,
at the DOE.
yeah, and like I wish, you know, there's a part of me that wishes I never got into that, but at the same time, it helped me understand what I did not want to do and that my passion truly was not that. It was like entertainment producing, media, like those are my things I love to do. And sitting in those kind of gray, the gray, like Dharma Initiative types of buildings and offices of the DOE
Oh my
helped me
God.
recognize that. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just for me, I wanted something a little bit different. And so I don't know. I think that my advice, frankly, you know, my advice would be to have gotten better on camera earlier because I sort of stumbled into like on camera work, you know, early in my career because I don't really frankly know. I just got tapped to do it and I got good at it. But I wish I would have cultivated that more like in college, maybe a bit, you know, like I wasn't doing anything like that in college. And then I end up using it quite extensively throughout the rest of my career. So I would have said, you know, get on camera and learn those skills quicker. And on microphone, I should say, even because, you know, I listened to my first ever podcast was called Glee Chat back in the day when Glee was a popular show. And I would listen back to those episodes, which I don't think you can find anymore. Sorry to tell you guys. But, and I just sounded so tired, I think, because I would watch the show from 8 to 9, write the script from 8 to 8:30, or sorry, 9 to 9:30, and then record for like 2 hours starting at 10 p.m. I was dedicated, okay? I was
Wow.
dedicated. But I could hear myself not really stepping up to the microphone in an entertaining way. So, yeah, those are just two things I would definitely say to
It's cool to have
myself.
your journey like documented. I mean, it's hard for me to ever like listen to myself back, and sometimes I'm like, "Ooh, I need to slow down and do this." And I tend to not like to do that, even though I think it's important to take criticism because I'm so hard on myself. And I think you can learn a lot from doing that. So it's not like I don't recommend it, but it is kind of cool to have your journey kind of be seen and realize like a product that you thought was so good when you were like 21. I remember doing so many on camera things back then, and now I'm like, oh my God, like I you know so much more now.
Well, and also like best
And it will
practices
continue.
change, you know, technology changes, society
Totally.
changes, it demands different things, so.
Good question, Paula.
Yeah, great question. Jamie has asked, was there a song this year that defines your year? Ooh, that's a great question. Like one song. Do you have one off the top of your head?
Is there a song this year that defines your year?
I mean, could
I don't
that
know.
mean maybe
Is it a
like,
song that came out this year, or is
yeah,
it
I
just
think
in
it could be
general?
anything. Yeah, it could be
Well,
anything.
I don't know if I have a specific song. I liked 143 Katy Perry. Like, I liked that album, even though I
You
know it
did.
got like absolutely slammed. And that was, I remember listening to that album in January when the fires were going, because
Oh,
I was
yeah.
going to have to interview her. And
Oh, that's right. I remember
we canceled
this.
everything because everything was
Yes.
really about the fires. And I got to do it a few weeks later when things had sort of settled.
Yeah.
But I had just gotten Snoopy. And I remember rushing to this interview and trying to like rush back because I didn't want to leave. I was so nervous about leaving Snoopy in her crate for so long. I was like, what if she gets a heart attack? What if this and that?
Oh,
And
yeah.
that song, Lifetimes by Katy Perry,
Yeah, I
was
know that one.
playing. And so I think that because I got engaged this year, I got a house and I got Snoopy,
You had
and
quite
that's
a
it.
life this
And that's,
year,
yeah, and that's all about like
yeah.
loving someone for a lifetime.
Yeah,
And I
yeah.
remember, so I think that song probably really
That's great. That's a great one.
defines my year in a weird way.
Yeah.
Although, John, I LOL side note. So you know in your Spotify Wrapped lists, how it says like,
Yes.
here are your top five songs, and
Yeah.
then like, this is your listening age. Did you see on
Ye
my story what my
I
listening age
did.
was?
I did, but I forget. Tell
It was
us.
like
Yeah, I
72.
was gonna say
And
that tracks for
then
you. You definitely were in your
some
70s.
people who were like old told me they got like 17. And then other people were like, oh, I got 85. My brother was like, I got 82 because he was listening to
Oh
like
my
Harry
God.
Belafonte.
Oh my God. But that makes sense. That tracks for you.
But yeah, that's probably my answer. What about you, John?
That's good. A song that defines like the type of year I had. No, not really, but it was a big year for me because Mayhem by Lady Gaga came out. You got me
Yes.
that Mayhem in the Desert hoodie that I wear. I won't even wear it. I will change it if I'm about to eat dinner or eat food or something. I will change out of it because I don't want anything on it. I don't want to
And you
risk
have to
it.
like keep it yellow.
Yeah,
Like
you
you
need to
really
keep it
have to
yellow.
keep it yellow.
I don't wear cologne with it. I make sure, like, if I'm wearing it, it's very selective. So from that album, which I think really spoke to me this year,
Vanish Into
there's
You is my favorite song from that
Vanish
album,
Into
so.
You is a very good song, and I do like it a lot. But the one that really stands out to me from that album is called Zombie Boy. And it's just such a good song, and it puts me in a good mood every single time. And that's probably, I don't even think I have Apple Music, so I don't have Wrapped, I have Replay. I don't even think it was my top song, but yeah, that's the one that I think speaks most to me. It puts me in a good mood.
I love that. I love that
Yeah.
answer. All right, great question. Let's move along to Susan's question. She asks us, have either of you ever contemplated running the Boston or New York City marathon? This is specific.
Yeah.
Rocketing to space, climbing Mount Everest, etc.
Susan comes up with some great
And I don't know
questions.
where the etc. is because all of these things are so random that
Right,
it, like,
right.
I'm not even sure what the etc. would be
Would
referencing
be, yeah,
here.
like what could you possibly even say there?
My friend Jack, who is engaged to my friend Darren, just ran the Honolulu Marathon.
Okay.
Nadine has run five or six
Oh my
marathons.
God.
I have never contemplated it because I don't like running. I used to run track and I like sprinting, but 26.2 miles, no, I could not. And then I never want to say never because maybe in my life this will be on my bucket list, but right now it's not. Rocketing to space, I truly think I'd be way too petrified to do it. And I just think I'd be too claustrophobic. I'd be too scared. I just don't think that. Climbing Mount Everest is probably the most realistic of all those three. And I'm not sure I have the wherewithal to do that as well. What about you,
Very similar. If I'm
John?
running, to Chipotle to get my burrito that I submitted on the app
To
25
get your
minutes before
dumpling,
that.
surprise dumplings,
Well,
listening to
there's
us be
that too. Running to
similar.
running to
Is that
five
what
and
we're talking
below.
about? Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Yes. I'll say Mount Everest, definitely no. I can't stand the cold. There's no chance you would ever catch me on Mount Everest. Rocketing to space, when speaking of Katy Perry, when Katy and that whole thing happened, was that this year or last year?
No, it was this year because
Was
she, I
it?
think, was giving. Was it the soundtrack list to her album, or
Oh,
was it
that's
the, or is it
right.
to her concerts? Was it the,
Like the
was it
tour
the,
dates or
was it the
something.
tour dates?
Something
It was
like
the
that,
tour
I'm
dates.
remembering. Just very odd. I will say, like, that I would probably do. But if you're talking sit in a rocket and go to the moon, no, I don't think I could do that. I would like to say I would do that, but I don't know. Like the Challenger, does that, like, I don't know. I would just be too scared. And there's this weird feeling, even when I'm in a plane sometimes, where I'm like, I'm really high up. Like I'm very high up in the sky. And you know, I don't get scared on planes, but like when you think about what we're doing, like human beings in a
Just
little
looking
tube.
at space, like looking
Yeah.
at space can make me feel
That's what I
claustrophobic
mean. It's
because it's
weird.
so expansive that it gives
Yes.
me the feeling of being closed in.
Yeah. No, that's a
But
good point.
I love the way your mind works, Susan.
Yeah, I mean, maybe one day, you know, going to the moon or Mars will be very common and it won't be so
I think
scary,
it will be. Yeah.
but right now I'm like,
But not
eh,
that day is
not
not
right now.
today.
Yeah. I'm still seeing rockets like explode on impact as they're like going up into the sky. So let's get to like a safety point first and then we'll talk, Susan. Okay, moving right along here. Tony says, "What did y'all always want for Christmas as children and did y'all get it?" Great question. I can answer this one pretty
Yeah, go
quickly.
for it. Go for
There
it.
are two, I remember there were two things I always wanted for Christmas. And shout out to my mom, rest in peace. She, I really, this will be as no surprise to any of you guys. Do you remember those like Tiger handheld, Tiger brand handheld video games like Little Mermaid or like, I don't know,
Yes.
101 Dalmatians,
Yes.
whatever. They were really popular, but I wanted something similar like that. It
Was it
was,
Tiger brand? I
I'm
don't think
pretty
it
sure it
sounds
was
familiar.
Tiger, but that wasn't specifically, it was similar to that. But what I wanted was the Wheel of Fortune version of this.
I miss these little
Weren't
Tiger
those so fun?
electronics.
Weren't those so
Oh,
fun?
yeah.
So
This
I
brings
always,
me back with the little buttons up and down.
exactly, up and
Yes.
down. You could like play a little silly video game. So
Yeah.
I always wanted the Wheel of Fortune one of this, but it was like a little bit different. It wasn't the exact same thing as I just told you about, but and my mom told me she went and got it, or she went to look for it. This was when I was probably in middle school. Went and looked for it. She couldn't find it. Sorry, John, they're all sold out. And then, of course, on Christmas morning, I got it, which was
Santa.
so, yeah, she loved to
Santa has
like,
powers. I
yeah,
love
like
when she
tease me.
tricked you.
I know, she totally tricked me. And then the other thing that I really wanted in high school, and you guys, this is going to really date me, so just bear with me for a second. But Darren, do you remember when we were in like middle and high school, and even before this, but especially middle and high school, at least where I lived, every kid had to have a full-on 5 CD changer stereo system.
Sure.
That was the
Boom
size,
boxes too.
boom
True.
boxes,
I remember
and the
shopping for
CDs.
mine.
Yep, and the CD, 5 CDs had to be huge and have a tape deck. The speakers were the size of refrigerators. Like you had to have it all. And I was a huge, and I still am, but especially back then, a huge music buff. Like all I wanted to do was buy more music and listen to it and
Sure.
blast it. And I asked for one, but I didn't know if I would get one. Back in the day, those were kind of pricey for at least my family at the time. But so I just didn't know if I would ever, you know, end up getting one. And my dad got me one for like, I think in 8th grade. And I was so happy. I was like, oh my God, I can finally like blast my music
I love
everywhere. So
that.
yeah, I was really pumped about that. What about
What
you?
good memories. I mean,
I know.
I certainly, I remember wanting a lot of things, and I will say I don't ever remember being deprived of something that I wanted. You know, everyone always
Yeah.
wants the cool toy. I remember
Right.
Pez was certainly very big with me and my brother.
That's right.
I remember I remember getting Stretch Armstrong, which I really wanted
Oh,
when I was a
cool.
kid.
Yeah.
And I remember the most specific gift I can remember wanting were the yellow. Well, it wasn't, I didn't want the yellow necessarily, but I got the yellow, but they were the Power Ranger gloves and
Oh,
they like
yeah.
had sound effects like when you punched and stuff.
Yep.
And
Yep.
they were so cool. And I remember just running around my whole house, like screaming that, you know, like Santa had gotten me this stuff. I mean, I still remember the memory vividly of these yellow
Oh.
Power Ranger gloves, and I think I remember being upset that it was the Yellow Ranger because I wanted like blue or red because I was such a tomboy. I wanted one of the
Right.
guys, but I was so happy to get them, and they were white and
Oh.
they were cool. So that was
Those
like
are cool.
such
I
a
remember
good
those.
Such a good memory.
Did you love Power Rangers as a kid? Did you watch it a lot?
Yeah, I watched a lot of
Me
like the
too.
movies. My family got me a lot of like autographs. Like my mom got me Monty
Oh.
Hall's autograph, which was really
I remember you
cool.
saying that.
You know, like I had Olivia Newton-John stuff. Again, a lot of Pez, Derek Jeter stuff. My brother got a lot of memorabilia. So just yeah, I remember they always crushed it. My mom always crushed it.
Yeah, she's a great gift giver, I can tell.
Yeah.
When my siblings and I would play Power Rangers and literally beat each other up back in the day, can you guess which color ranger I would be?
Pink.
Exactly.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello,
Hello,
Kimberly.
pink. Hello, Pink Ranger
Hello,
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Kimberly.
By the way, the 2017 Power Rangers movie with Elizabeth Banks and the guy from Bryan Cranston,
Yeah.
very good. Don't sleep on it. Very good.
Oh.
Did it flop? Yes. Is it still a good movie? Yes. Also, yes.
Well, thanks for that question, Tony. Susan wants to know,
Yes. Thank you.
what is your
Yes.
dream car? Maybe you already own your dream car, your Teslas. You know, I was never really a car person. Probably you, I know you were a car person because you like knew every headlight. I will tell you I will tell you when I was a kid, I always wanted that like light blue, kind of like my background here, Thunderbird. I
Oh, yeah.
loved that car.
My aunt had a Thunderbird. It was purple. It was so cool.
Oh, that's so cool. I mean, I've
Yeah.
always wanted like a Porsche 911, and I want
Sure.
it to be like British Racing Green with
Yeah.
brown interior, like a light tanned
Yeah.
interior. That's
That
probably
sounds
my dream
beautiful.
car.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, okay. So my Tesla isn't my dream car. I mean, it's a great car. I love my car. You know, Elon Musk drama aside, whatever. I really kind of look at my car now as like, what is the most functional and efficient car?
Sure.
Because gas is so expensive. So I went with Tesla. I'll say I have two dream cars. When I was a kid, it was always the Dodge Viper with racing stripes, blue with white racing stripes. That was always my like number one car. But now I have to tell you, my dream car is the car I just had before this, my BMW i3 that I sold. I kind of regret selling it because I loved it that much.
Yeah.
I kind of
Yeah.
sold it because I couldn't really afford both the car payment and the insurance. The insurance was kind of a little bit much on that, and have that on another car all by my all on my lonesome. So I just got rid of it all and I like paid it off and then sold it. But I kind of regret it, and now I wish I had that car again with a better battery because that was the other thing. It was 10 years old now, and the battery
Yeah.
just didn't last nearly as long as I needed it.
Sure.
But it's one of those cars that, like, if I run into some money one day or
Yeah,
whatever,
you're
like
gonna go back to it for
I
sure.
would buy it back just to have it in my collection of cars, you might say, and drive it when I want. I'm totally gonna be that guy that has like a couple cars he drives to tennis on a warm, sunny spring afternoon. Like, that's gonna be my life. But I loved it. It was an orange BMW i3 with tinted windows. Oh, I miss it.
Gosh,
I'm
that's
literally
great.
like, I saw one in Pittsburgh when I was playing tennis actually over the summer. He pulled up right next to my court and I was like, oh my God, I have to talk to him.
Orange is cool.
Yeah, I had an orange one and I was like, do you like your car? And he was like, yeah. I was like, I had the exact same one. And I was like, I miss it so badly. If you ever sell it, please let me know. So anyway, we'll see. But
That's.
Susan has some great questions, Susan. Thank you for asking these.
She's got the mind of a genius.
That's
She's
right.
got the mind of a genius.
We got a couple questions like this following one, I believe. But Sarah asks, would you ever want to switch up the podcast subject to something outside of true crime or start another podcast?
I mean, I feel like we did that a little bit with NMR, so we could talk a
Yeah.
little bit more about like who we were and what was happening in our life. I mean, I honestly think you and I could talk about anything. In
Literally, we
truth, I feel
could.
like at least for me, I talk about a lot of entertainment stuff and like
Yeah.
among my friends, you know, we talk politics and stuff. Like true crime is actually where I feel really comfortable talking about because I feel like it's can help a lot of people. There's, you know, there's gray areas sometimes and learning about a mystery. So it's not that I
Yeah.
wouldn't want to do another podcast because I've done a lot of talk about something else with you. It's just that like I'm really happy that I have an outlet for true crime because
For
then I
sure.
get that other places. So
Yeah.
in that sense, I'm really just like happy where we are. But I
I agree.
totally would. What about
Yeah.
you?
Yeah, I mean, Darren and I, full disclosure, I mean, over the years, we've now been podcasting for 10 years together, pretty much exclusively. We've talked about doing some other things here and there over the years. Those of you who were with us during Currently, that was a fun time of our
Yeah,
pod. We did a
early
podcast called
days.
Currently that was kind of just about whatever the hell we wanted to talk about. But we kind of always land back at like, well, we're doing Shaken and Disturbed, and there's only so much two people can do independently
Yeah,
anyway.
right.
I will say for me, I have gotten very close to starting like my own little like Stranger Things podcast or like a
Oh
Marvel
God.
podcast.
Oh God, really? How
But
shocking.
it's just a lot of to do it to our to both of our standards, I think, would require a lot of time and effort that I just don't have right now in my own life. But not
Yeah.
to say it won't ever happen, maybe one day.
Oh, good
But
call.
yeah,
Well,
maybe keep stay
interesting.
tuned, Sarah. Let's see what we do.
Well, our friend Philip wants to know specifically for me, would I ever get another, would I ever get Snoopy a brother or sister? Dogs are like chips, one is never enough. And this is coming from someone with three wiener dogs. And then there's a flip one to you, John, which I'll ask you in a
Okay.
second. So
Yeah,
you just
yeah,
answer
yeah.
this one.
Yeah.
Totally. I absolutely would. I wanted a cat. Maybe you might want another dog. Honestly, like Snoopy is so perfect and she fills my cup right to the brim.
Yeah.
But I would want another animal, at least for her, so like someone that she can play with. But it's really
Yeah.
funny because when I go to her family's and we bring Snoopy and they love her and they dote on her and they have so many gifts for
Yeah, of
her.
course.
But her aunt, Nadine's aunt, said to me, she's like, I love that you can't just kiss Snoopy once. And I was like, she's like a Pringle. Like you have
Oh,
to have, you just can't
you
have
have to have more
one.
than
And so
one.
the
Yeah.
fact that he's like, dogs are like chips, I'm like, yeah,
That's
kissing
a
them is like
perfect.
that. Or like, I cannot just do one. I have to kiss her like
Oh, it's
6,000
so
times. I can never just give
true.
her one kiss. You know,
Yeah,
I just
same with
can't.
magic with me. Yes.
So yeah,
Yeah.
it was very sweet. And then John, the other
Yeah.
question Philip
Oh,
had for you
yes.
is, if David Archuleta asked you to marry him today, but you are never allowed to podcast or work ever
Oh.
again, would you abandon us? Great question, Philip.
Let me just put this into in first of all,
Yes,
Philip,
he
I
would.
love
Yes, he
you.
would.
First of all,
Philip,
Philip, I love
he
you.
would.
He sent me a very kind and sweet message recently. Philip, thank you so much for your love. I just want to make sure I understand what you're asking. You're asking if David Archuleta asked me to marry him today, but
Would
I'm
you ever
never
be
allowed
like,
to
no, you
work
couldn't do
again,
any? Yeah,
and I'm
basically.
never allowed to work again.
He'd be happy.
Hello, that
David'd
sounds
be
like a dream
happy.
absolutely come true. And no, you wouldn't catch me on a podcast ever again because I'd just be kissing him. So yeah, that sounds, of course, I would abandon you, even you, Philip. We can be friends outside of the show. But yeah, no, I think that would be lovely.
Yeah, that's good questions
Good
for
question. Yes,
you.
very good. Our good friend Krista says, can you, Darren, tell us how baby Tersh and Snoopy get along? That's a great question because you do have a baby that has not grown up.
It's getting better, I will
Better.
say, because
Okay.
Snoopy is very possessive of my time and my energy. And let's be frank, like I want to give that to her. And
Sure.
but I have a child and I need to take
Yeah.
care of that child. I don't want to be a bad mother. It's just that Snoopy is like,
Right.
it's hard to take care of a reindeer. It's just harder to do that than
Yeah,
it is a young.
antlers, ticks. It's a whole
It's gonna
thing.
happen, but it's a slow burn. It's a slow
Okay.
burn, Krista.
Good to know.
And Krista also, maybe it's the same
It
Krista, I think,
is. It is.
actually.
It is.
Says
Yes.
it will never make sense to me how John can't
Oh,
watch
here we
slash
go.
rewatch all of Stranger Things. Well, according to Google, so I think 40 hours of viewing time. Krista, I thought this exact same thing, but he can't watch a 4 to 8 part docuseries. John, can you explain this? Because here's the thing: if you listen to last week's NMR, John waxes on about fucking Stranger Things, and I said what bothered me was that every episode last season was like 2.5 hours, and I just like I don't
Yeah, you
like that. I
did.
can't get into that. So how can you? How
First of
can you
all,
be a fan of true crime but not want to watch that? But like Stranger Things isn't real and you can just go.
Krista, first of all, number one, how dare you? Number two, listen, fantasy and sci-fi for hours on end, every couple of years. Let's not forget how many years has it been since season four. Yeah, I can fit in a couple 8 episodes over the course of 3 years. Absolutely. So that's the explanation. By the way, Krista, I love that you went up and Googled how long these episodes are. I love that you did your
Yeah, you could have
research.
just ballparked it. I could have said that too. But like, it's roughly 800 hours of programming.
Listen, I just watched season 5, volume 1, back to back to back, 4 episodes, and I wanted more. I wanted more. Here's the thing about the true crime documentaries.
Yeah.
As a producer, a content creator, a storyteller, a lot of these documentaries don't need six parts. They don't need eight parts. I literally look at it and I'm like editing in my mind. I'm like, what is this doing to the story? Do we need this? Can we cut this down? And I think they do it because this is what streaming services want these days. It means more minutes and more time and more advertising, etc. But I don't know. I'm like, you're fluffing some of these documentaries up a little too much. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you need to have an opinion of your own, John. And I'm just trying to give you the good
Yeah.
content and stuff. And by the way, documentaries are based on real things and Stranger Things isn't, but neither here nor there.
Stranger Things is real. Next
Yeah.
question.
Okay.
And final question for this week's episode, by the way.
Yeah, you want to take it from Mitts?
Oh, is it me? Yes. Mitz, our lovely friend Mitz, who we love and longtime listener and supporter of the show, says, do you guys have goals for the new year, personal and career-wise? Well,
Yeah, go ahead,
Darren,
John.
well, I mean, not necessarily. I'm hitting a big milestone birthday in January, so I have like sort of like unintentionally started reflecting like on my life in a way I wasn't expecting to do. I was like just thinking it would be another birthday, but I have sort of been like, and I think of course with my mom recently and everything, I was like, what am I, what is the next 10, what do the next 10 years of my life look like? You know, I kind of want to like map that out a little more. I've never been a big mapper. I'm very much like stay present, do what feels right, move towards the light type of person. So I don't say, I can't say I have like any real goals per se. I mean, there are some I would rather not share on here that are very personal, but career-wise, I just want to continue doing things that I love to do, including the show, which I consider a part of my career, and seeing what other fun things we can do together, Darren. Those are my like main goals, you know?
Yeah, this was like a big year for me in terms of like I mentioned this up
Yeah.
top. Like I got engaged, I got a dog, and I bought a house. So there's a lot of like family things that I'm doing and establishing my life out in LA. So my goal for
Right.
the new year is to cultivate that and to
That's
continue to
good.
do
Yeah.
that and actually get married officially because we're still fiancés. Sometimes I interchange wife, but there's a reason for that. It's like the word fiance kind of like
Someone asked me
begs
about
for
that
someone.
recently with
Yes.
you.
Yeah, well, yeah, because first off, when I moved into my house, I didn't want to keep saying fiance. I wanted to say wife because I wanted people to know that we
Yeah.
were gay and I wanted to know that
Fair.
I had a wife. And then, so I just started kind of saying that because that's what it feels like. But sometimes when you say fiance, it like begs for people to be like, so when's the wedding? And like,
Yeah.
congratulations and stuff, which is very sweet and that's
Yeah,
fine.
yeah.
But we're also not like wedding people. So
Okay.
like we're gonna go down to the courthouse and kind of do it.
Oh,
So it
okay.
just became easier to sort of just say it and but that we aren't officially married yet. So I think
Okay.
just like yeah, like cultivate that, do more, and certainly
Yeah.
career-wise. I mean, I just want to keep building and do more on air stuff as much as possible, say yes to everything. And I really want to actually start building out my speaking, like my what do I want to say, like emceeing events
Appearances.
and like
Oh, okay.
speaking events and
Yeah.
try and like talk to places in early career development. So I'm gonna try
Oh,
and
okay.
build that out perhaps, and even on LinkedIn, I really want to like start building my career in that because I really
That's
enjoy
cool.
doing that. So try to do that and
That's
we'll
weird. I don't
see.
really see you as like a talker.
I really
You're
hate
not
public speaking
much.
and people.
Yeah, you really aren't much of a talker. I can't see
Yeah.
that working out for you.
I really
I'm
am.
joking.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that you have those thoughts. Someone recently, I don't know who it was, I'm forgetting now, but someone was like, are Darren and Nadine married? She mentioned her wife. And I was like, not as far as I recall. And then I was like, did she like secretly get married and like didn't tell me and I wasn't invited and there was a secret
Yeah,
ceremony?
I've confused it, but it really just started
No,
because
it
I
makes
just
sense.
wanted
Yeah.
people to know that I was, especially my neighbors, I just wanted them to know up
Of
front.
course.
And
Yeah.
girlfriend felt like a demotion, and fiance felt too vague, and
Of
partner felt too
course, that makes
vague.
total
So
sense.
that's
Yes.
literally why, because it was going to
Also,
happen anyway. So, yeah.
especially gay people before legalizing gay marriage
There's
refer
also
to their
that.
partners as that.
And
So it
there's
is what it
also
is.
that where it's like it's felt like I never
Yeah.
thought the government sort of established anything for me like that.
Totally.
So
Yeah.
kind of have the rings, you
There
know,
you
like
go.
it just felt like that. But anyway, thank you guys so much for your questions.
Yes,
This
this
was
was
part
fun.
one. We have part two. So we have more questions to ask, but these were all really fun and really inventive and super creative. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. And there's even more coming for next week's episode in part two, where Some of our biggest secrets may just be exposed or not. We're going to have to see exactly what those questions are, but
Yeah, probably
we
not.
probably not. But this, I believe, will be our last episode before the new year. So for all of you guys out there, happy new year. Thank you for making 2025 such a fun year for us here on the show. We hope you've loved all of the work and effort that we've put into everything, including our new website, shakenanddisturbed.com. And we will be back next week with to kick off 20 your whole new year with even more questions.
And speaking of which, we have the mascot face now of our Sussy
Oh my
Radish.
God.
So we're posting
Merch
that
coming
and missing.
soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Merch coming soon. All right. Happy New Year, guys, and we'll see you next year.
Bye.
Bye.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing surface that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client. Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. And now it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.